My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. Back in January, I played Canasta for my first, and to date, only time. As a newbie Canasta player, the rules seem bizarre and random. The experience was further heightened by the wonderful surrealness of playing with three women, all well in their 90s. One seriously high-strung, one super mellow, and one who had just had a major stroke. It was a bit confusing. I felt that same confusion this past week as the local code enforcement officer was telling me of changes to code enforcement. I'm going to go out on a limb here and boil Maine's building codes down to basics. First, does Maine have a building code? The answer is yes. Maine, and I mean all of Maine, adopted the Maine Uniform Building and Energy Code, MUBEC. MUBEC is composed of a group of codes, including the International Building Code, International Existing Building Code, International Residential Code, International Energy Conservation Code, and standards for radon control, indoor air quality, ventilation, and energy. Other statewide requirements, in addition to MUBEC, include the electrical, fire, flammable liquids, gas, life safety, oil burner, sprinkler, and plumbing codes. We also have floodplain and shoreland zoning regulations. So far, this is all pretty straightforward. The confusion arises with enforcement. In the town where I do the majority of my building, there is a code enforcement officer, a CEO. But all they inspect is plumbing. There are all sorts of bizarre Canasta rules regarding population of towns and code enforcement. But honestly, none of that matters. Here's what does matter. If you build in Maine, you must conform to the rules of MUBEC, Maine's Uniform Building and Energy Code. Just because there are limited or no inspections doesn't mean you can decide not to comply. The responsibility for compliance is that of the property owner and the builder. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.